You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Good morning, Teddy.
Good morning, sunshine.
How are you?
I'm just lovely, you know, getting through.
I mean, we all woke up yesterday thinking we just had to pay our taxes.
No.
Bobo had a lot in store for us.
You know what? Taxes was nothing compared to the world of headlines.
Slaughter Day.
It
was slaughter day over there at Bravo TV. Before
we get into all these headlines, you guys want a little tea?
Yes.
Okay. So my horse trainer was walking through the airport last week.
Yes.
And there was somebody asking a particular person for their autograph, like, and he was nearby, and they were like, "Oh, I love you on Housewives, blah, blah, blah." And like, my horse trainer's like, really, you know, like he's like us, wants the tea, wants the juice. So he's like, "Housewives?" He goes, "I train an ex-housewife." And the person apparently looked at him and goes, "Oh," like, not nice at all. And then he goes, "Yeah, she was on Beverly Hills. Which one are you on?" And she goes, "Beverly Hills." And I have, and let me guess, it's Teddy Mellencamp. I have no comment.
Sutton.
Yep.
The horse gave it away.
The best part, though, is that I'm like, he's like blonde, really, like she had straight hair. Slightly, I think, potentially slightly older than you. And I'm like, this really narrows it down. And so,
really doesn't like you.
I was like, to not even be friendly to a, and he goes, "Well, I'm just the horse trainer. I don't know. And I don't watch the shows. I was just trying to be friendly." And she was like, "I have absolutely nothing to say."
Oh, and he was like, better than saying something bad.
Well, he goes, "But it's such a turnoff. Like, other people were standing there. And the fact that she can't just be like, oh, small world." I mean,
she don't like her some Teddy Joe.
Apparently she don't like her some Teddy Joe, and she's not afraid to let my horse trainer know it.
Funny.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, gosh, well, I guess I haven't won her over.
If the role was reversed and they came up to you, what would you have said?
I would have said something along the lines of like, "Oh my gosh, yeah, we worked together for a bit."
Teddy.
No, to a stranger that was unprovoked, didn't watch the show. If the person continued on and was like, "Oh, I watched the show and saw you guys had drama," I could be like, "Yeah, we're not the world's best communicators." something like that. But I definitely wouldn't have been rude to the person that came up to tell me.
Let's get Sutton on the pod.
Okay, good luck. You're welcome to get her on. I do not think she would ever come on with me as a part of it for that episode. But go for it. Slide into her DMs like the way that Anna keeps sliding into everybody else's from Miami. She didn't really speak on the episode, but she's doing a lot of speaking and DMing and all the things. So no thank you.
She's
no
hustling.
No thank you very much. Our first headline is The Real Housewives of Dubai's fiery new housewife and sizzling season 2 trailer.
So they have one new housewife, right? And everybody's back?
Yeah, I think everybody's back. No, not everyone's back. Nina is not back.
Nina's gone. Oh my God. Did you see Caroline? I don't know if you follow her on Instagram. I'm sure you do. There's a huge storm in Dubai. Her new house is totally flooded.
No, the one they've been like working on.
Yes. Yes. They're like literally like sweeping the water out of their kitchen, living room. I'm like, oh, somebody that's had water damage before. That's not fun.
And
you have to start ripping things out
is brutal because she.
And I hear they do have a new housewife and a new friend of.
Well, what'd you think of the trailer?
I thought it was okay. You know, it's hard to. Sometimes producers get it right and pull you in. I don't know that it really pulled me in.
I didn't necessarily pull me in, but it starts off with Ayan promising the only thing more scorching than the weather is the tension between the ladies. Dubai is hot, Chanel adds, but I come in hotter. Then they cut to all of them fighting during an extravagant dinner among the sand dunes. I really want to go to Dubai just to see some of the locations.
Let's go.
Like, do they want to have us just, you know, come for a little visit? I don't know how long it would take us to get to Dubai.
24 hours, probably.
Would we even be allowed in Dubai, or do we break too many rules to even be?
I think we can get in, but
getting out might be tricky.
Getting arrested would not be fun.
Then Sarah says to Stanberry, you're all brands, but no class. Stanberry fights back. Oh, shut up. Leading to a ping pong match of shut ups between the feuding of the frenemies.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You shut up.
No, you shut up.
Listen, I told you to shut up.
Okay, I'm going to shut up. Shut all the way up.
Listen, or as my kids would say, shh, your mouth.
Shh.
As if that's better.
Well, it is better.
Then Stanberry's friendship with Ayan is also driving a wedge between Ayan and her former, this is in caps, former best friend forever, Lisa. Lisa says to Stanberry, a snake will change their skin, but they'll always be a snake. And then she says, I feel the same about you, darling. When people call me darling, it's like honey.
Honey, I was just going to say that when someone calls me honey or sweetie, like, shut up, shut all the way up.
Yeah, shut up.
Shut all the way up.
Shh, yes, your mouth.
Yes. There's a new housewife, Talon. Is that how you pronounce her name? Very pretty.
Yes, of course. And who isn't in Dubai? All those girls are stunning.
Gorgeous.
She's spicing things up, apparently. She says she gets a little assy, but most of the time I'm classy.
Oh, I like Assy. And then I like my housewife's Assy.
And then Talene's husband gets into a heated fight with Brooks.
Not a husband, first season fighting
with a girl? With a girl.
How do you feel about house husbands, boyfriends, whatever, fighting with the women or going on Instagram or going on podcasts and talking about the other wives?
I mean, and I know what people are going to say to us right now. Your husbands do a podcast. Yes, but they're not
They're not talking about housewives. I'm talking about people that go on.
Right. Like I know, but that's the first thing that
there's not very many husbands that do that.
Let's think about some of the key husbands that fight with, the women. We've got Oh, we've got Ken. We were just watching Flashback, but Ken got into an argument with Taylor.
He also kicked Kyle out of his house, remember?
Oh, right. Then we've got
Peter Thomas was one that would fight the show. I'd rather have them fight on the show than go on Instagram or podcasts and start ripping them apart.
Well, John Fuda allegedly comes in hot this season.
Yes, yes. We haven't seen it yet, so we don't know.
Didn't David Bedor argue with you before? I saw something.
I don't know if it was me.
He had on a wig.
Oh, Vicky.
Oh.
He got into it with Vicky.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, there are the ones that get into the mix. I know you can't say anything, but from what I've seen online, I feel like John Jansen is going to get into the mix. But speaking of husbands,
oh my God,
that got into the mix.
Which one? Alexia's husband? Yes. I know. US Weekly confirmed that Todd submitted the paperwork on Thursday for a divorce from Alexia. April 11th in Florida, Alexia and Todd have not publicly addressed the split.
But then Alexia did.
She did, and she's been very upset. She says, "I am shocked and heartbroken that Todd has chosen to dissolve our marriage. I will take comfort in the fact that my friends and family will be by my side supporting me during this difficult time. I'm praying for better times ahead." I sent her a message.
You did? I haven't sent her one yet, but I will. I wanted to like let the dust cool a little bit. But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about anybody, male or female, that files for divorce without the other person knowing? That is very confusing to me.
Do you think that she didn't know, or she, I mean, I don't know. We can speculate so many different ways. Like there was a fight and he just got mad and filed, or I don't know. I mean, there was talk about it last season.
Well, remember how she started the season when she was like, "No, me and Todd are not getting a divorce. That's not the announcement." But I feel like the fact that he took such a back seat this season, when the season prior, he was really in the mix, even arguing with her sons.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I hope the show didn't get in between them.
Well, Marisol recorded solo on I Por Favor, which you guys should tune into, which is
Go listen
a two
to
teas
it.
In a pod production with iHeartRadio.
Yeah, definitely go listen to it. She really opens up and talks about it, and she's very heartbroken and talks about their past, and it's a good episode. It's about 30 minutes, but it's really worth listening to.
But some of the little tidbits that we'll give you in, she said, Marisol's Alexia's best friend, not just show best friend. Those two are always together.
Mm-hmm.
She says, "I'm completely taken by surprise. I didn't see this coming. It rips my heart apart. I can only put myself in her shoes and know how hard this must be for her. We all have that dream of being in love, and then we find a partner and we have this big fantasy of a perfect life, and then reality hits. Today, we all got a big dose of reality. Things don't always turn out the way we planned. We are going to give her space when she's ready to talk about it. She will. Alexia is a sharer, and that's why she's on a reality show, because she knows how to share and be open and real and raw."
Adriana took no time to respond.
Oh, goodness.
To a post with heart emojis about the story about Alexia and Todd. She's something else. She's the one that pretty much brought it up last season on the show. Do you remember at the party? She said she saw him downstairs, and there was some comment about the marriage made that was not positive.
I really do think that Alexia wouldn't have gone so hard with the Larsa and Marcus drama last month if she saw this coming. So I do think she could have been blindsided, because you don't, if you know that like you're about to get divorced when somebody else is getting a divorce,
don't throw stones, right?
Yeah. So my guess is she really was shocked by this.
Yeah. Well, speaking of stones, Jen nabbed herself a 5-carat diamond ring, beautiful ring. I have seen it. Jen and Ryan got engaged last week while vacationing in Bahamas. Pedantre said she didn't see the engagement coming at all. I was shocked. They did an exclusive with People Magazine with Dave Quinn. She explains that they were on their way to lunch in the Bahamas when Ryan walked her past the restaurant and down the beach. He was like, "Come here for a second." And we walked down the beach and he pulled me in. And I said to him, are you doing something? And the second he got down on the sand on one knee, I don't even remember what he said because I was so surprised. So congratulations to Ryan and Jen.
Congratulations.
They are now engaged. So they've been together, I want to say close to 4 years. So
if she's happy, I'm happy. There was like a bunch of pictures because I guess where they were, I think they were at Baja Mar where we filmed at Beverly Hills, and the pool kind of overlooks like the beach area. So mm-hmm. I guess a bunch of people were taking pictures of them from behind and cheering them on. And so exciting, exciting.
Congratulations.
This next one caught me off guard just because I've never seen Taylor Swift have face app on before. So, you know what I mean? Like most.
Well, I'm sure she didn't do it.
I'm sure she didn't do it either because. But I think sometimes when you face app yourself before a photo, then you face app the other person so that you kind of look like one of you, not just one of you doesn't have
pores. Well, that's what a good friend does, Teddy Joe.
Well, when you Teresa face app yourself, and you Taylor better be
damn well face apping me as well. Okay.
It's just so good. The next one, Kenya Moore returning to The Real Housewives of Atlanta season 16 amid cast shakeup. Kenya will now be the longest standing housewife of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Congratulations, Kenya.
This is from a Deadline article. I may be gone with the wind fabulous, but I'm not going anywhere.
Good. I didn't think that Kenya would go anywhere. I think she's a staple on the show. There's no status on Drew or Sheree, her feature on the show, but Anthony Dominic, a producer on Entertainment Tonight, tweeted, Sheree's future with RHOA is still being figured out. I think Bravo is trying to see if she's full-time, a friend, or nothing at all. Now, Sheree has been demoted before and did not take the offer. So curious to see what happens with Sheree.
I have to be honest, I want Sheree.
I do too. I love Sheree.
I love Sheree. I saw a lot of comments.
I don't know
of
why she
saying,
would be on the chopping block.
I don't either. A lot of people are saying, well, Sheree doesn't have a storyline and blah, blah, blah. Like just reading the interwebs. Yeah. I disagree. I think she brings, you know, not only drama, but fun. She laughs at herself. Yeah. Like she does get involved in the drama.
Well, here's the thing about long running housewives. They don't always have something major going on in their life every single season.
Yeah.
They don't. It doesn't mean they're not a good.
And do we need them to?
I don't think so. There's a lot. Majority of them do not. And it's just the dynamics of them being together and filming together and what goes down. I don't need to see your kid graduating from high school and go. I don't need to see that. I don't tune into housewives to see those kind of personal stories.
But also, we need people that are funny.
Funny, yes.
We need funny, and Sheree is funny. Sheree delivers good reads. She does good confessionals.
Yes,
I think I enjoy her. She's always, you know, she's giving fashions without fashion. She's doing enough.
She is.
And I mean, so, wasn't it Sheree that had her like ex on about and like had that over the top baby shower last season?
Yep.
But then the baby was sleeping the whole time.
Bob.
I thought that was great. That was my favorite episode with a secret daughter. I mean, how is this not a storyline? That is considered a storyline to me.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Bravo fired another housewife yesterday, and it was announced Crystal will not be returning to season 14 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Crystal has been let go by the network before season 14 starts filming, and I believe they start filming next week. They don't want her back because they feel she has done all that she can do on the show. I don't know whose quote this is, and she no longer has much to add to the drama. So another contract has not been offered, said an insider. Are you that insider?
I am not that insider. Crystal. So this was also, this is interesting. This mm-hmm. was also released on Daily Mail first.
When? Yesterday or the day or earlier?
Yesterday, before Crystal made her announcement on Instagram, it was already on the Daily Mail. Then Crystal did a video.
Sound familiar?
It does sound familiar, but she said she wasn't asked back. But she said that it's bittersweet because she's going to really miss connecting with people. But do not worry, there is more to come.
Yeah. Well, I feel bad. I hate to hear anybody get fired. I hate it. I did reach out to her to tell her, you know, I'm sorry that she'll be missed, and I'm sure she's off to do great things.
Anne Marie sent a. She did one of those quote type posts. She put on her Insta story, "I don't care how good you play victim, that karma gun still tear your ass up."
What? Who'd she say this to?
She said that she just did like an Insta story that says, "I don't care how good you play victim, that karma gonna still tear your ass up." Laughy face, then crying face. And then somebody like reposted this, and then Anne Marie is playing shady regarding Crystal.
Really?
So, yeah, I think she's probably saying that. And then there was a bunch of clips about that Crystal has done post reunion where she's kind of talking about.
Is it my imagination? Has Anne Marie been more vocal on social media since she got let go than she was on the entire season of Beverly Hills?
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Where was that energy?
Where was that energy? I don't know. Just the same place Crystal's was. That didn't happen until the
maybe she deserves season. A second season.
I don't know. We are interviewing her soon, so we can chat with her and get where all of that's coming from. But it was a lot of day of. People not returning.
Can we get Crystal on the podcast? She won't come with you.
She'll come with you because me and Crystal run in the same circle of friends. She has said to my face and to me, because I know it's your job to share your opinion of what you're watching on television, I don't want it to affect our friend group. So I'm not interested in coming on the pod with me. She may come with you. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk to her.
This next one deserves a congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations to Candace and Chris. They are officially pregnant.
But I'm confused a little bit
on what?
I thought they were promoting like that tablet that shows like a new way to see your ultrasound. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was like one of those, which people do. I'm not shading at all. People do often, whether it's like they show their first response and then you see that that's a mm-hmm. tag to first response pregnant. Like all announcements sometimes will be added as paid posts. But she said thank you to ET. But it wasn't an ET interview. So I'm confused it.
Her original interview was with ET, with Bryce Sanders.
Right. But that wasn't what we saw on her Instagram.
Oh.
See what I'm saying? It was like the video of like them opening the package and an Easter book and those kind of things, which leads me to believe they wanted to make this announcement prior to Easter, but they were not allowed because...
Well, I think that from what I've heard, she wanted to wait until the last reunion was over and then announce it.
But
So baby Bassett will arrive this fall. The pair don't yet know if they're having a boy or a girl. They had one male embryo and one female embryo.
She's 13 weeks. So just about into the second trimester. She says it's been weird, but also really wonderful. I think to keep it kind of to ourselves to this point, our immediate family knows, best friend group. But outside of that, it's just been like quietly just growing a bun. She woke up and realized that she was never going to be 100% ready. I just had to trust the process and trust my doctors and stop being afraid and just do it. So once we decided together that we were going to do that, it was kind of all moving by faith from there. Then did she do a second post, something about a tour?
I did not see that.
I think she did.
I was a little busy yesterday on Slaughter Day and Tax Day. We were filming our gallery shoot in LA. Everybody looked beautiful. It's amazing.
Oh, I cannot wait to see those.
Probably one of the most beautiful gallery shoots we've ever done in 18 years.
Oh my gosh, that's huge.
Yeah, really stepped it up.
This next one we already knew because of, I think, Bi-Wig Hello Drama.
Yes.
Speculated or said that. Well, she did a reasonably shady podcast, which I didn't get to listen to the whole thing yet, but you could hear her being like emotional.
Yeah. She's been on a long time. Isn't it like 8 years, 8 or 9 years, 8 seasons, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a life changer because if you've been doing the same thing for 8 years and all of a sudden it's ripped out from underneath you, it changes your life. It changes your everyday, you know, what you're doing. You knew, like for me being on for, I don't know, was on 12 years. I knew what months I was filming. I knew when I was doing press and it takes up, even though you only film 3 or 4 months out of the year, it takes up pretty much 10 months of your life between going to New York and doing press and, you know, airing and confessionals and all that stuff. So it's, you suddenly think like, oh shit, what am I going to do with my life now?
Yeah. And
what's going to fill that void?
Yeah. What is going to, and how am I going to financially make that type of money? Because 8 seasons, that's a pretty good paycheck.
That's another thing. It's like, you always know this isn't a career. And I always lived my life on the show as this is my last season. This is my last season. Never count on that money that's coming to you and don't rely on it. Don't let that be your only income.
But the other thing about this Robin announcement, you know, she says, you know, in lack of better words, I was fired. I will not sugarcoat the situation. I'm not going to say I'm walking away and this is a break or anything like that. This is a network decision. And then people are saying she said that, like, you know, the World Wide Web is saying she said that to try to get at Candace. I don't think that's what she was doing. I think she was just saying she was talking personally about herself.
Right. I do think that Candace walked away because she's pregnant and filming, as you know, filming the show.
Pregnant.
I couldn't even imagine.
Well, Andy said on Radio Andy, not only that he respected the way that Robin said that, but that he wants her back in the future, which did he say that about Candace as well? Or did he only say that about Robin? Oh, he did. He said it about Candace and Robin, which I think he said both. He wants to see them both. Maybe this is just kind of a wake up call to the cast.
Yeah, I think sometimes people need a break.
Yeah.
People need, especially long-term housewives, like maybe just take a year off, you know, collect your thoughts and enjoy your life and come back.
Yeah. And I mean, I think
let people miss you.
Yeah. Let people miss you. And I think personally speaking, filming pregnant is very, very difficult.
It's got to be exhausting.
It's exhausting. Not only is there zero beverages, but your patience to sitting there for hours rehashing the same thing over and over again when you have a baby and inside of you and emotions and all of that, it's like so taxing on your mental state, and like you almost like have to forget that you're pregnant. And it's like, especially with your first, like I also, it's different for me because it was my third, but this is her first baby. I get it. You want to enjoy your pregnancy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you'd be very proud of me.
What? You're pregnant?
Yeah. No. I really tried not to drink while filming the season. I mean,
the whole season?
Not the whole season, but I had some, you know, drunken outbursts for sure. But you know, me and alcohol, I'm not a good drunk, that's for sure.
I actually talked about not you specifically not being a good drunk, but I said every single one of us has certain ways that we are when we're drinking.
Yeah.
And it depends on our mindset. So sometimes we can have two drinks and be hammered, disaster, nightmares. And sometimes we can have four drinks and be in the best mood ever. It really is where your mental state is.
It's where your mental state is. Yes. And you will see that coming up. And just know that martinis are not my friend.
Oh God.
Never had a martini in my life until.
What kind of martini did you have? I've never seen you drink a martini.
I don't drink martinis.
Espresso martini?
No, it was like one with the olives, the dirty martini.
Oh hell. How many?
Three or four.
Yeah, that's where's champagne gals, Tam?
I did all the emotions.
Were you Dorinda Judge?
I cried. I yelled. I laughed. I did it all. I did it all. And the next day woke up feeling like dog shit.
Did you make it nice?
I'm still trying. I'm still cleaning that up.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Thura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This next one, we don't actually know. This has just been reported from the Jasmine brand.
They're usually correct.
They are? Okay, yes. So they exclusively reported that NECA has allegedly also gotten the boot from the Real Housewives of Potomac after her first season. She is now allegedly the third person from season 8 who will not be returning for season 9. The Jasmine brand was also the same outlet who reported Robin's departure 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're usually correct.
I don't know
where they get their information from, but they usually have the right information.
I have a question. I have noticed historically when you go back, it either seems like, unless it's a long running housewife, that people get the boot their first season or their third.
Third. Yeah.
Is that like.
And there's some people that need to be gone by the third season and are not.
Care to elaborate?
No, I'm just saying, like, it just, you see these shows and it's like, give them a chance, give them. I mean, I understand 1, 2, but 3 is your make it or break it year, should be for sure.
I kind of wish they would give NECA a second chance. I don't know.
I do too.
And that's not just because we had her on the pod, but I do think she just didn't really have an in with anybody and there's room for her.
Yeah, but I feel like as a first housewife, she was very vocal and she's smart and she's beautiful. And I didn't see that one coming at all.
Well, also, it's a really not a good season to have be your first season to be on.
True. But I've seen so many first housewives that barely spoke and gotten second seasons. And that was not the case with her.
Yeah, no. This next one is also involving Potomac, but why don't you just take it? Because she tends to like you more than me.
Oh, yeah.
May as well cover this. It's very unfortunate news. And it's terrible.
Wendy from Potomac is absolutely devastated. Her house was burglarized while vacationing in Jamaica. We thank God nobody was home. For that, we feel very blessed. Material things can be replaced. Sources told the outlet that the burglars made off with many of her designer bags. That seems to be a trend. Didn't that happen to Kyle? Including a few of her Hermes Birkins. They also stole a large amount of her jewelry. So
there's been
a lot of robberies.
Yeah, I mean, there has. Okay, this one I should probably take.
Yes, you should.
This is a Bravo TV article here. Alexis Bellino slams Patty Stanger's lies and misinformation about John Jansen. Patty recently told Us Weekly regarding the ring John got Alexis. It's a love bombing moment. You don't really know each other to do stuff. Addressing Patty's comments in an Instagram post, Alexis wrote, "I am so sick of this. Patty Stanger has never even met Johnny, nor is she my friend. And anything she thinks she knows about John are lies and based off misinformation. The forever single matchmaker is worried about me."
Yeah.
Worry about yourself. Not me, sweetie. She wrote, along with the hashtags for find your happiness, leave me alone and leave us alone. And then in response to Alexis's Instagram post about this, Vicky commented, "Oh, please, Alexis, you both sound like fools. Keep your narcissistic, gaslighting, weird relationship off the internet. And maybe people won't be talking about you so much." Patty Stanger knows exactly what she's talking about. Good luck. You're going to need it.
Well, rich coming from Vicky. Rich with her last two relationships with Brooks and Steve. So a little bit of a hypocritical comment to post.
But also, I'm sorry, Alexis, though, those who protest too much. Like, well, that's what just her
that's her personality, though. She just talks and talks and talks. So,
but what is her personality? But what does she care what Patty Stanger has to say about
her? I think she's sick of people just attacking her relationship. They've been together 6 months. They're extremely happy. And she's just sick of it. Now, Patty Stanger's comment, love bombing. Now, love bombing is actually a form of abuse.
Okay. But also, in the same token, this is something really serious I need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Have we always called him Johnny? Or is this like a new thing?
That's what Alexis calls him, Johnny.
I'm good on that. I prefer the first name, last name. John Jansen.
Shannon used to call him John Jansen. So now she calls him Johnny.
I prefer John Jansen.
No, I don't. I don't. It's like Harry Hamlin. No,
I like Harry Hamlin.
Yeah, but there's only one Harry Hamlin, and it's not John Jansen.
Johnny. Know what Johnny reminds me of? I'm sure you've seen Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
You know when they're leaving the cabin after the first time they have sex, and she's like, Johnny, and like he looks back, and they have this like awkward look at each other, and it's, Johnny.
I do think that Patty Stanger was speaking out of terms. She doesn't even know John. This is information that was the love bombing information is coming from an inside source. Let's just put it that way, that wants to put it out there to make it look like he's doesn't care about her. And it's just shut
up. Does Patty Stanger roll in the same circle as like, does she go on Jeff Lewis a lot? And does she go?
Yes. You see the pattern. You see the pattern. Yes.
Okay. This next one, but I just, please, Alexis, let us watch the season, because also don't you worry, which we're going to be recapping. I am so excited. You know what? Oftentimes I'm not that excited to have to cover something that's not airing in real time, but Peacock alerted me that that Tamra's OC wedding has now dropped to Peacock, and we're going to be recapping that. And I, you know what, not only this picture just makes me so happy. I can't wait to check out your bridesmaids and all their different colors of blush and bashful.
It's all blush from David's bridal, because that's the only place that would allow us to film.
But then Alexis also made a comment on your post announcing that your OC wedding. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it says, OMG, love this and love you, girl. So glad to have been a part of your special day. Now you get to be a part of mine in the near future.
Yeah. Yeah. Rumors out there that it's happening soon.
So she's getting a second, not the love bombing ring. She's getting a engagement ring, not a David Yurman. And then this thing,
it's not a David Yurman. It was a Van Cleef ring.
Whatever.
Oh yeah. Whatever. Similar. No, not at all. But I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
Oh, maybe we could get Alexis's and Jen's OC wedding. I could be the officiant.
I don't think that Bravo does that anymore.
No, kidding?
No, they don't do things like that.
We saw Teresa's.
Yeah, but it was like a one episode thing tacked on the back of the jersey. Back in the day, this was 10, 11 years ago, there was a lot of, you know, housewife weddings, Nene's, mine, Cynthia's, there's quite a few of them. And now Peacock is airing them on their show. So you can stream housewife weddings. Yay.
Oh, it's so good. Yay. Cannot wait to tune in.
Yeah.
This next one is Anna Marie posted a photo with NECA on her Instagram. I'm confused here too. One of the best things to come out of my cameo.
What does she mean cameo?
Like she was barely on. She just made a cameo. So I guess
on Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Anna Marie continues the real friendship right here. So proud of her and her Real Housewives of Potomac season. I am NECA has a heart of gold. So
she does. So today we're all going to be on the edges of our seats waiting to see what Bravo is going to put out there. I'm like, shit, am I next? Who is fired? Nobody's safe.
You can't get fired until after the reunion. So slow your roll there, Tam.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't think you're getting the boot. That's just my prediction.
Have we heard any news on Beverly Hills other than that? Do we know of any new housewives coming in?
I have not heard.
Gossip mill, you haven't heard anything?
I haven't heard anything other than the posts about Hilaria Baldwin or Hillary Baldwin or whatever. I feel like we're going to hear soon about Miami departures because I feel like they're going to have to get that up and running again soon. And I know who's not on the chopping block is Alexis.
Miami is on hiatus for a little bit. Is what I heard. They're going to be holding them off for a while for filming.
But maybe not anymore.
Why?
Maybe not because they got to be going up for Alexia, right? Cameras got to go up. We got to see this.
Well, they would have went up for Nicole's baby and they didn't.
No, they never do that. They don't do that. So that's the headlines for today. Do I think they're going to stop? I don't think so.
I think there's going to be a lot more information coming out. There's a lot of shows that are wrapping up, shows that are starting, and that's when the firing and the hiring begin.
Which now may be a good time to let you guys know I have a big announcement.
What?
Just kidding. I have nothing.
You're like, I am not returning to Beverly Hills.
No one has offered me anything.
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh. All right, you guys, thanks for tuning in. We all will be on the edge of our seats waiting to see who the next departures or hires are.
Yeah. Eventually, it's just going to be the Nat and the Rat, just me and you on the podcast.
Our spinoff, the Nat and the Rat.
The Nat and the Rat.
Oh, gosh, we can't help be so like crappy, like what?
Yeah.
It's when you got the Nat and the Rat.
Yeah, the Nat and the Rat. We can make a whole show out of that.
We could figure the amount of trouble we could cause could be endless. But thanks you guys for tuning in. We will be back. We have a bunch of episodes this week, so we'll keep.
Yeah, thank God. Thank you, Bravo, for all the headlines.
Yeah, thank you, Bravo. We appreciate your due diligence.
Yes.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my hosts as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.